Dish from Waitrose is an SE Creative Studio production.
Clarence Court is home to Britain's widest collection of free-range eggs since 1928. Our traditional heritage birds produce a distinctively rich and iconic yolk that takes home cooking from the ordinary to the extraordinary. Loved by chefs and favoured by foodies, each shell is stamped with its own royal crown. It's time for you to discover the wonderful world of fabulous eggs by fabulous birds. Clarence Court.
This podcast may contain some strong language and adult themes. Hello and welcome to Dish from Waitrose. I'm Nick Grimshaw.
And I'm Angela Hartnett.
Hi, Angela Hartnett.
Hello, Nicholas
Grimshaw.
A little Grimshaw.
Cheekiness descended on your face just then.
Why is that?
You tell me.
I don't know. Just looking at you makes me feel cheeky.
Does it?
Yeah.
I'm excited about today. I always like when there's a duo.
You do like a duo.
Because it just feels a bit more...
Dinner party.
A bit more dinner party.
Yeah.
A bit less like we're doing an interview.
Yes, true.
Which is never the aim on Dish. We didn't set out to be parking.
I don't think it ever does feel like that either. It's more a conversation.
Yeah, it never feels Diary of a CEO, does it?
No.
Let's be honest. So today we have Makita Oliver and Lily Allen coming around. Lifelong friends. Genuinely, I think they met the day Lily was born. And now they've decided after 39 heady years, near 40 years... they should do a podcast together.
Wow.
So they've done a podcast together called Miss Me.
And they're good friends of yours, aren't they?
Yeah.
You've known them a long time.
I've known them a really long time. So I met Makita first, and then through Makita met Lily.
Lily.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So we've had some really fun times together.
I bet.
And really key times in our lives as well.
I bet you've gone through the ups and downs.
The ups and downs.
Yes.
Sure have.
Sure have. Detail.
We're going through one now, which is something that I've experienced and something Lily's definitely experienced, which we've experienced a lot, is waiting for Makita.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a sport Lily and I are well versed in.
She's bad, is she?
Yeah. Well, no, it's kind of charming.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Because she's so full of charm.
Yes, she is.
And you sort of let go away with it.
You
which
don't.
Is probably why she's always late, because I go, it don't matter. But she's not late from being idle.
No.
She was
She'll have
from
done
work.
50 other
she's
jobs
done like,
before.
Yeah, she's coming from work. So you know Makita, of course.
I know Makita. Know Andy, her mum, very well.
Yeah.
And Andy always mocks me because I always go, hi, Andy, how are you? How's Keats?
Andy Oliver and Makita Oliver both don't like being asked about the other.
Yeah.
Makita's like, why do you invite my mum to your birthday? Yeah. I'm like, because she's really fun. She's like, I don't want my mum there.
I know.
And then they're both like that about each other.
And then they do a podcast together.
I know.
They're kind of everything, those
Jesus.
Two.
And then Lily, have you met Lily?
Never met Lily.
But yeah, they're like lifelong pals and they've decided to do a podcast together. And it's really good because... of their friendship because it is so
well,
honest.
Well, they know so much.
Oh my God, it's so honest.
But listening to Makita is quite hard.
What do you mean?
But she was literally going, you know, sometimes, you know, you're just quite irritating, Lily.
Oh.
You get on my nerves.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just like, I thought, well, I don't think I've ever said that to a mate of mine.
But that's why it works, I think.
Yeah, I think
if you had to do a podcast with a lifelong friend...
Oh, God, I can't answer that.
No?
Because they listen to it and
I'll
upset someone.
Oh, they'll get annoyed, okay.
I'll upset someone.
Okay, just say Neil.
Yeah.
Neil. Neil,
Neil
my love.
Neil had so much love after the Claudia podcast.
Did he?
Because he said he'd do strictly with me.
I know.
Everyone was just like, isn't Neil the
best? He's the best. He's the best. Well, should we get him in?
Yes.
You will know them as a TV presenter, also as a pop star and actress.
Indeed.
And friends. They have now joined forces for a brand new podcast. It's Makita Oliver and Lily Allen. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, how are
welcome,
you?
Lily.
Hi.
Welcome back, Makita.
Yes, that's
second
true.
Second ever Dish guest.
Our first returning guest.
Thank
yes,
you.
That's
is that right?
Thank you.
No one else. Wow.
Wow.
I just have a lot of time on my hands.
Often free on a Tuesday or Thursday. It's Makita Oliver.
You do Dish. No problem. I'll be there.
Yeah. Ring your mate. Hey, we're dead excited you're on. How are you both? How is life?
Yes.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. I mean, it's a broad question.
Yeah.
But how is life together as colleagues?
Oh, my God. Yes. It really does feel weird to even think about it like that.
Now, the podcast Miss Me.
Do you like the name?
Yeah, I do like the name. But is it Miss Me?
It could be anything.
Miss Me. Do you know what I think is good? Your email address.
Miss Me at bbc.co.uk.
I like that, yeah.
Why do you like that?
I just liked it. But the way that she said it on the podcast the other day, I was like, yeah, nice email.
Yeah, I like it because it doesn't mean anything in particular.
Yeah, I just liked it.
But
it does have a few meanings. It's either like, do you miss me? Because I'm in America and Makita's in London. Mm. Yeah. So we don't see each other. So miss me?
Miss
yeah.
me.
Yeah, miss
me. Also,
I'm
a needy.
I'm a needy.
Miss me. Yeah. Or it can also mean like, you missed me with that.
This came about how, this podcast? And you wanted to do it for a little while?
It was your birthday party.
Mine?
Yeah.
It's all because of you.
It's all because of you.
My birthday party?
Yeah, I wasn't there.
You didn't come to.
I was there and our mutual friend Dino was there, a revered radio producer.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And married to Fiona, your old breakfast, Radio 1 breakfast producer. He said the BBC are looking for something about a friendship. Do you think you and Lily would do it? I was like, there's absolutely no way. And then I called her expecting her to be like, absolutely not. And she was like, yeah, I think that sounds all right. I was like, oh, okay.
What? Was it a good pitch?
No, not really. I was just bored.
I did not pitch it well because I was like, there's no way we're going to do this. I quite like taking the word podcast out and just thinking about it like we're just doing this thing together because it's fun. We're calling it Project.
We're doing a project together,
Sounds like something Dr. Dre would do. He's just working
just
on a project.
We're just doing a project together.
We did talk about podcasts are weird though, aren't they?
Yeah.
I just find it odd that we've got these like, you know, really powerful computers that we all travel around with in our pocket that are pretty much capable of anything. And what we've come up with is essentially talk radio.
It's funny. Like,
AM radio.
It's crazy that this medium is so popular when there's so many other things, but maybe it's in response to that.
Yes, I think that's
we're craving the humanity.
Mm-hmm, and connection.
Yeah. We're craving the connection.
We've really solved it. There you go. That's why podcast exists. Yeah.
That's why. For anyone that's not listened to Miss Me, what's the setup? You're in New York, you're in London, a catch-up weekly.
Yeah, although this week I was here in London, so we did it in a hotel. And week after next, I'm going to be recording or writing and recording in Nashville, so I'll be doing it from my hotel in Nashville.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it will travel with us wherever we may be.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like what you would actually do. Like, I would be doing this anyway. Like, we have to just tell the truth or whatever, and it has to be honest, and we would just call each other and check. Yeah. It's not even checking in, you just chat shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think, it makes sense that it comes with us. We have to set it up on our own when we go other places, so that might be a bit tricky.
Well, I think, Lily, yes, I can imagine you setting that up. No chance. No chance with you setting up the thing.
Just put the Ethernet cable in there. What?
Not going.
Don't tech me.
It's good that you hate travel because you need to be. You need to be home.
It's good that you hate going places.
Yeah,
you need to stay in one place. Don't move.
Yeah. Hey, can we talk about Nashville?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you writing?
An album.
Are you?
Well, I mean, I'm just like, I'm just making some space for some music to reveal itself.
Project.
So New York.
I don't, look at me, cross my arms. It's not an album.
It's not an album.
I'm just, trying some stuff out, see if it works.
And you love country songs.
I do love country and western music. And also I feel like with my writing, it's quite storytelling, sort of like narrative-led music, because I don't feel things, so it's never about emotions. and country and western music lends itself quite well.
I heard you saying on the podcast you were talking about your creative output to Makita on Miss Me, and you were talking about like your albums and which ones you liked and one you didn't. You said there was like pressure from the label on Air Balloon and then you didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there pressure from anyone on this, or are you just exploring
sonically? No, because I'm
out
of the deal. Well, actually, I'm not. I've got a deal. I've got a distribution deal. Mm. But it means that I don't really have like an A&R team, which is artists and repertoire, so the people that, help you with the music and putting it together. So I'm kind of left to my own devices and I haven't got like a deadline. No one has any anticipation.
Well, I guess if you know what you're doing and what you want to do and you can write songs.
Which I don't know any of
those
things.
Yes, you do.
Please.
Well, you don't have to write a song. Come on. Don't make me get the stat card.
No, you know what? I did a session yesterday. I had a meeting this morning with the guy from BMG, and I was talking about the session that I did yesterday, and it didn't go very well. And he was like, oh, why didn't it go very well? And I said, oh, well, it wasn't me that was struggling. It was the guy. He just couldn't really come up with anything. And I was like, actually, I really enjoyed watching someone struggle like I do.
I was like, you know, isn't that so weird, though? Like being in a studio and just like have to come up with something.
I think
couldn't
it's my
take that pressure.
I don't know how people do it.
I don't know how
you go in a room with someone you don't know.
Yeah.
And then you have to bond.
Yep.
Trauma bond.
Share all your trauma.
Share all your trauma and then make it catch
and then make it a hook.
No, you
make it hooky.
You don't trauma bond. You just sort of like, you talk and you might play a couple of things that you've written and then you'll be like, so the way that I like to work is this. And then they'll go, yeah, that's totally great. And then they'll start working in a completely different way. And you're like, this is cool. Literally said this is what I hated.
And do you know, like, have you ever been in a room and thought this is rubbish and then it's been a big hit?
I tend to not finish things if I don't think that they're really good.
Right, okay.
I'll suddenly get a very bad headache and I have to leave.
Yeah.
Or my kids have injured themselves.
Oh, yeah. But we were saying it must be a great feeling when you know you're on to a hit.
No, you never ever know that you're on to a hit, but you might know that you've done something that makes sense
to you. But you have to do that with everything, surely, even with like recipes and presenting. You just have to make sure that like you did the best you could do. Can't worry about outcome.
If anyone ever in a session says this is a hit, I would be like,
right. I want to hear that.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I heard someone once went, I think I smell a Grammy.
No. I'd have to quit music.
What is that? Is that a Grammy?
Oh, no. I'd have to quit. While Angie's preparing our dinner.
Is this what happens? I know I'm the only person that's been on twice, but I don't remember this bit.
Yeah.
Ange just leaves.
I'm letting you lot reminisce.
Okay, yeah. I love
Plus,
this.
Plus, I haven't got any voice.
What took Angie's voice? Hard weekend.
Don't know. Oh, a baby.
Whose baby?
Her niece.
What, you were shouting at it?
Yeah, screw Before we get to our meal today, I want to talk about your food dislikes and likes and your loves and hates. Keats always says to me, she always wants to swap mums in the kitchen because I obviously love Andy Oliver's cooking.
And I love Eileen Grimshaw's cooking.
My mum's like potato rash and things that I'm like, I hate that.
Shepherd's pie.
Fish pie.
Bet she'd like cheese pie.
What's cheese pie?
My mum's special dish.
Yeah.
When my mum was a student. She used to basically put two tins of spaghetti in a casserole dish and cover it with a layer of cheesy mashed potato.
Oh.
And then bake it.
Oh, that's...
No, it's amazing.
Delicious. Amazing.
Do you need like that? Ange.
You know when we looked like our most podgy and shit in our 20s is when we were really eating a lot of cheesy pie. Such good hangover.
Can I just say to you, it's not cheesy
pie. Is it cheese pie.
You'd be like that because you like a spaghetti hoop.
I love a spaghetti hoop.
Yeah, you can use either the proper spaghetti or a spaghetti hoop. It doesn't matter. Or even like, you know, alphabet spaghetti.
We should have done that today. But yeah, you always want that. And do you think it's from, you know, the wonderful kitchen of Andy Oliver, which has made you crave?
Yeah, too much. Too many syrups and glazes. And I'm just like, oh my God, just minced beef, please. But that's, I think, the Scottish in me.
Yeah, maybe you're craving
like,
it.
Like mince and tatties.
Yeah, you're trying to be grounded. Really want. It says here, Makita Oliver hates bread, do you?
No, she likes it too much.
I'm
just not eating it.
I was like, but don't you want to be that person that's like, yeah, I eat bread.
I'm just not that person. No, I can't eat bread right now.
Yeah,
You'll eat sausage and mash.
I can't believe you've done this.
Thank you.
So wait, if I said my food likes and she said hers, how come we only eat mine?
Why do you think?
Well, Lily said she loves sausages.
Oh, yeah, cool.
You like to sausage.
I do like the sausage.
And we also thought...
It's actually not my first sausage of the day.
Oh, really? Congratulations.
Where did you have your other one?
What didn't you like to know? No, I had it at the...
She had it at the Wolseley.
Fair enough.
Well, we thought quite a hearty, like, welcome back to
London.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
This is so nice.
Oh, my goodness, that's delicious.
This is delicious. So, sausage and mash with onion gravy.
Yeah.
How did you make this mash so sublime, Ange? Tell us all.
Butter and milk.
Oh, wow.
It's just loads of butter.
End of episode.
Load of butter.
Do you mash it with a hand masher?
Yes, I do.
I don't like puree.
No. Puree. Now, listen, exactly.
You like texture.
So there's pomme puree, which is what? French mashed potato.
Yeah.
Which is like just completely smooth.
Complete and then butter with a bit of potato, basically.
And then there's something else that my mum makes that begins with A.
Aligot.
Which is like what? Kind of like
cheesy. She would like mash. That, you see. It's like stringy mass, but like as if it's got mozzarella, but it has this cheese called Tom Savoir in it.
This is delicious. So onion gravy. Yeah. How do you make that onion gravy?
It's the onion gravy. So take your onions, slice very thin, cook them off with some butter. Little oil, some sage in there till they start to go really soft, starts to caramelize, go slightly brown. And then you add your, if you got a bit of beef stock or some veal stock, I added a bit of beef. And then I'll be honest, I added a bit of a gravy thickener.
Oh,
many brands like a pisto.
Oh, not just like corn flour or something.
No. And that gives that. And then a bit of vinegar. The vinegar and the mustard at the end gives it the sharpness.
But I think if you want bangers and mash, you are craving that sort of old school
bisto flavor.
Yeah, that's
what you want. You don't want some fancy jus. You want just proper.
Can't get good sausages in New York.
Can you not?
I have to go to this English place called Myers of Keswick because my kids like bangers and mash a lot. Mm. Not so much onion gravy, we just have it with beans.
Yeah.
But the key I find is low and slow with the sausages. Yeah, just got to cook them very slow.
Yeah, Lily does a lot of cooking.
Yeah, you love to cook.
Mm, I do.
You cook every night for the kids. Is that a thing, sitting around the table, all of you together?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're thinking about that one.
No, not that. It's more I don't know if I do it because I want to spend time with them. It's more...
You're becoming my idol.
I
love it.
It's more, I just like to fill them with, you know, nutrients.
Yeah, of course. Doing your mother.
If you want to try the recipe, waitrose.com/dish recipes, all the ingredients are on there. There's a wine pairing of the land.
Yes, it's this Ventoux Remy Fabresse. And they always say, do south of France, southern Italy, the Rhone, Australian wines, gutsy wines.
Mm.
That's what you need with sausage and mash. Mm. And this one is a blend of Ganache, Syrah and Mondeverde.
Are they saying white?
Red.
Oh,
right.
Gutsy
I was going to say, yeah. Lots I think sausage is always...
You white wine with spicy red.
You could do white with sausages. It depends where you are in the world.
What do you love that Lily cooks?
A roast.
Yeah, a roast.
She is maybe the best roaster in the family.
Mm.
In our family, that's saying something. There's quite a lot of brilliant cooks in
it's
our family.
Good roast.
So
yes. I've got my roast.
Self-appointed.
It's very much like a ritual for me. You know, I change up my centerpiece, whether it's the chicken or the beef, but it's more about the side dishes for me.
I love it.
It rotates. One week we'll have cauliflower cheese. Next week we have cheesy leeks. Sometimes in the winter I'll do like a mashed swede with bacon and garam masala. Nice. And
do you have many sides? There's obviously roast potatoes.
Yeah, we do roast potatoes, Yorkshire puddings, cauliflower cheese, cheesy leeks, mashed swede, Brussels sprouts.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's quite the thing.
Sometimes asparagus if it's in the summer.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll do just like a light roast. I'll do a chicken with a salad.
There's more sides.
I'm now quite into doing a sort of one pot roast but with like rice. You cook the rice in the juices from the chicken.
Oh, nice.
When does a roast stop becoming a roast? As long as there's roasted meat,
Monday.
Is it a roast?
Yeah.
Monday night. Yeah. No, but you've always done that. You've always cooked a roast. Even when we were like young,
you'd
cook a roast.
Yeah.
Did someone teach you that or did you just have like a want and need to host?
To roast.
To roast and host.
No, my mum's always cooked roasts. We never really ate together, my family, but we would all sort of come back to my mum's house for a roast on a Sunday, especially with a hangover. And I do feel like, even if it's really hard, I just like to get a roast on the table on a Sunday for my kids. I just think it's really good for them to have that as part of their weekly routine. And I feel like when they go off to college or whatever, they'll always know that 4 o'clock on a Sunday.
Oh, that's nice.
There will be a Yorkshire pudding.
You did a roast first for me that I saw at your house once, which was double chicken.
Two
chickens.
I'm like, two chickens. She's rich.
By the way, when I was thinking about things I wanted to talk about, I did a little list and I was like, you know what we have to talk about, which I don't think we've ever spoken about anywhere, but we really enjoy it, is when we went to the Drake gig in Birmingham.
Oh, what a night.
Because I listened to, on Miss Me, you tell a really good story of Lily basically fornicated with a rapper.
It wasn't Drake, I'll just put that out.
It was Drake.
Yeah.
It wasn't Drake.
I once, you know, got off with the rapper and we were in a hotel room. He was behind me.
What was he doing?
Well, I'd had liposuction in my early 20s on my bum and my thighs.
Yeah.
And I have a couple of scars. And he was behind me and remarked on the scars. He said, what are those from? And I was too embarrassed to reveal that I had had liposuction. Yeah. So I said, I had a hip replacement. Somehow thinking sexy. That that was sexier.
Also, she's like, I think she's like 24.
And now he's thinking, is she actually 50?
Now every time he sees, now every time said rapper sees Lily do something very physical and brave, like she's so incredible.
Yeah. So inspiring.
Look her on that Pilates machine.
Nothing stands in her way.
With a metal hip. Yeah.
People don't know.
No, but you texted me about it and I said, it's, I love that story because it's so indicative of like how absolutely out of my mind I was in that period of time.
It still makes me laugh out loud, that story.
That so yeah,
you remember this period of time. You
oh my God, it's still funny.
You remember when we first got told
it's so, still funny.
It's still
funny. Good. But what I wanted to get you guys to remember was the, because sort of food-based, was when we made a pilgrimage to Birmingham to see Drake.
Yes.
It was early on in Drake's career.
Yeah, Lily says I do have a great memory and I know exactly what was going on at the time. I think Lily had just had Marnie.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's Lily's youngest daughter, my godchild, and she is now 11, right?
Yeah, I'm just remembering this story.
Oh, shit, I didn't even think about life. But anyway, we were all doing this diet, not Grimmy, me and Lil were doing this diet called Lighter Life, where you only have shakes.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got to bring this shaker around with you everywhere.
No, it wasn't even that. I got asked to go backstage afterwards, so we did. And then I got
amazing.
Then I got pulled into this dressing room. And I was sitting on a sofa with Drake, who I'd never met before, and I didn't even know that he knew who I was. And he was like, so are you back in the studio? So you got to put some more music out, man. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to try.
Just had a baby.
And then it was like, there was this plate of chicken wings that went around. He was like, do you want some chicken wings? And I was like, no, I'm on a diet. And he's like, what? Tell me about it. And I was like, it's called Lighter Life.
And that's when
going
we arrived.
Into the intricacies of what Lighter. So you've got this shake, right? You can have like strawberry vanilla. Me and Grimmy walked in and we were like, are you talking to Drake about Lighter Life? We need to go.
We need to leave.
We need to get out.
We're going to have tea and biscuits now.
I know, this is so exciting.
Because we heard that Lily Allen loves tea and biscuits and Makita.
Yes,
you like
absolutely.
Biscuit. You like to nibble one, don't you? Like a little squirrel. She likes one little biscuit that lasts the entire night of telly. Me and Andy Oliver bond over a hatred of the way Makita chews a biscuit.
Yeah. That's irritating. All those things. When we went
I'm going to do a demonstration of what she's like with a biscuit. She's watching telly. She's like, I'm like, just eat it!
No, and then
and then you put
it down, and then
she'll
return.
Lean on a grazia, and then I'll return to that.
Do that back
when masterminds.
Yeah.
Ooh, only connect. Time for a nibble.
Oh, you know me so well.
I was like, just eat it. Now, we thought we need to rate these. There's a lot of debate around which one's which is the best. Mm. Not that it matters.
Oh, right, okay.
So what would you vote as your number one, please, Keats?
The one I took, malted milk. Classic.
Out of all of those, I'd say that is the least classic biscuit. Just putting that out there.
Interesting, interesting.
Stick it on number one.
Let's see.
For now.
Maybe this game isn't going to go
well. Stick it on for number one. I'd say number five.
Oh, this is quite clever.
Number five, Jammy Dodger.
What? That's my number two.
No
way. I have to say, I like the other Jammy Dodgers that I think it's Fox's ones that have got the layer of custard cream
too
in
much.
It.
Right,
too much.
Too much.
I don't think a Jammy Dodger should be on it, if I'm honest.
Really? You don't
I'm not even top five.
Not even makes the board.
What's the chef saying?
I would say a hobnob because my favourite is a digestive.
Okay, that's 2-1.
Also, your favourite is me.
Got it.
I'm going to go number three, ginger nut.
Ginger nut?
Oh,
love a ginger
I did
nut.
Not. Yeah, no,
ginger
I'm with Keith.
No?
I love a ginger nut.
Yeah.
Does it warrant number three, though? I'm not sure
number
it does.
Three.
Bourbon.
So what about a Jaffa cake? Come
no.
on.
Not a biscuit.
What about the
two? It's a cakey
chocolate?
Bottom. No, I would go boring digestive.
I'd love a digestive. Yes, yeah, I love a digestive. Yeah. Classic.
That's a good one.
Maybe I'd do digestive over ginger.
I agree.
Yeah, swap them.
Move that.
All right.
And then who's at the bottom, Paul Boston?
And not a custard cream.
Oh, I like custard cream.
What are you talking about?
Oh, that's the end.
Oh,
this is my take your phones off of the children a lot.
Sorry, kids. Gig's up.
5 o'clock till 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Sorry.
Come here.
No phones.
You should have that, Nick.
Give that was so good, though. Yeah. I genuinely thought you had like a sound machine to say, yeah. Game's over.
That's it. Done.
Now, the podcast Miss Me, you do 2 a week. You do Meaty Drop.
Yes.
And Listen Bitch.
That's right.
Listen Bitch is questions that your listeners send in.
Do you like the name Meaty Drop?
I love Meaty Drop. By the way, all the boys that you were mentioning in the 90s boy band special, I'd never heard of and had to Google them all. And then I was Googling them on a hill in the gym, like doing this, and I was like, who's the one? Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Never heard of
him. I had three calls from people going, my God, I loved him.
No. Don't even.
A few other people. But you remember Paul Nichols?
Love
Obviously.
We were all there. I was trying to think who my 90s crush was. Who was yours, Ange?
Yes, Ange.
Well, Bands would have been...
Damon Albarn.
Oh, yeah, I did.
You liked Blur. Yeah, she fancied a bit of Blur.
Yeah, much better than Alex, to be fair.
Oh, okay, good to know.
I think Damon was nicer.
Yeah.
Oh, Ange.
Still is.
I was trying to think who... Oh, Ange. Thank you, Ange. We have a listener question. Emma said, hello, Angela, and hello, Nick. And I thought we should open this up to you guys because I thought you'd have good answers. I'm pretty new to Dish, but in your episode with the divine Andy and Makita, Andy talks about family recipes and it got me thinking about my family connections to recipes. My grandma's parkin, I love parkin.
What's that again?
I think it's northern. It's like a gingerbread, like stodgy.
Gingerbread.
You'd have it on bonfire night.
Yeah.
So good. My grandma's parkin, she says that I wrote in a notebook in 1994, and my mum's Belgian fudge cake from the 70s. What recipe memories do you have that have been handed down from your family that you cherish? Thank you for every amazing moment, says Emma in Chorley. Any like family recipes that you'll take to the grave?
Honey baked chicken from my mum
that Lily indulged
a lot in her youth.
I made that every day.
Oh, did
so
you?
Amazing.
And Lil made it as well. That chicken that stained our childhoods and we think about it a lot and we talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
Lily Allen.
My mum's rhubarb crumble I might take to my grave.
Oh, nice.
Mine's my mum's. I will take it to the grave because it's like ingrained on my memory. Mm. But I didn't really like it, but I like the association was my mum did a thing called raspberry bliss.
Ooh,
and she'd have a glass, like sort of trifle dish.
Go on, Eileen.
And she'd mix raspberries with breadcrumbs in a blender.
Yeah.
So it'd be like brown bread and raspberries.
Oh. Yeah.
And then she'd layer it like raspberry cream. And I like that because that meant like the girls were coming over.
Yeah.
All my mum's mates.
But isn't that like, Angela, what's it called? Cranachan.
Like the Scottish thing.
Right.
Yeah. Cranachan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's kind of like oats and then
that
creams and then fruit.
That's
like
true. Loads of oats.
Creamy. What did you do,
Mine's apple pie. Just proper old, but not sweet pastry, like savoury pastry, you know, with lard and butter.
Mm.
Just apple pie and cream.
Bit of lard.
Love a bit of lard.
We come to the end of the show question here for your chance to win.
Oh, Lillian Keats.
Lillian Keats. For you guys to win a Big Shop on Us, the Waitrose goodie bag, we're going to do a little mini quiz. Makita, which artist did Lily Allen's debut single, Smile, knock off the number one spot?
Please, Shakira.
Yes. When Lily was younger, she got chucked out of a hotel in Ibiza and had nowhere to stay. She bumped into someone who phoned her mum. Who was that person?
George Lamb.
Correct. This is so fun. The whole podcast should have been this.
This is quite good. Yeah. Can we nick this for one episode of Miss Me?
Yeah.
This one's definitely harder. Lily, Makita was born on the 25th of April, 1984, which means she was born in the year of the what?
Chinese year.
Rat.
Yeah! And finally...
Alone, just to say that, alone.
Of course.
Rat. And finally... For you, Makita Oliver, which celebrity dressed up as Lily Allen to go to a party in 2008?
2008?
I know the
answer. Was it like black hair, like polka dot dressy kind of
thing? Yeah, like iconic Lily.
Iconic look.
Come on, we're running out of time.
I can't
Come on.
Give me a name. Nick Grimshaw!
It was I! Come on.
It was I.
It was I.
It was I. Nick Grimshaw.
I did that.
You got a picture?
Yeah, there we are. In my head, I was like, I look exactly like her.
Where are you going?
Mark Ronson's 30th?
We were not alive for Mark Ronson's 30th. Christ.
Wait, no, I think it was his 30-something. Anyway,
maniac.
If you know how old Mark Ronson is, email us dish at waitrose.com.
Just an example that in our 20s, we did stupid things.
Yeah,
we love
it. We really
did. Good
yeah.
legs, though.
Yeah, great legs.
Great legs, though, yeah.
Anyway, the goodie bags are yours. Make sure you listen to Miss Me, Lily Allen and Makita Oliver.
Thank you.
Love you.
Coming up next week on Dish, we have actor Martin Freeman and writer Tony Schumacher. Now, before we sat down, Martin, you were telling me you've had a bit of a bolognese hiatus.
I've come off being a vegetarian. I started being a vegetarian in, like, January 1986. I was never comfortable with the idea of eating animals. So this is the first proper bolognese maybe I've
for
ever
like
had. Do you know what I mean? Like
38 years.
For 38 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Details of all the delicious meals I've cooked on Dish can be found at waitrose.com/dishrecipes. All the links are in our show notes.
Angela is your fairy godmother of food. Email her a question about food. She loves it. dish@waitrose.co.uk.
Dish is an SE Creative Studio production.
Waitrose. Food to feel good about.